This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the final week of the second regular session of the 101st General Assembly.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution.
Part of Wednesday afternoon was devoted to House Joint Resolution 79. Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo handled this resolution in the upper chamber. She says it would let voters decide changing rules governing initiative petitions.
Does not change the statutory requirement at all. Again, this is just dealing with constitutional amendments, not statutory.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis talked about his concerns with how members of Congress would meet with constituents.
Each congressional district, we've got 8 districts. You know, do they all have to meet at the same time? Can they happen at different parts of the year?
House Joint Resolution 79 was laid over for future consideration.
For House Bill 2116.
Missouri senators spent part of their Tuesday on House Bill 2116. Senator Bill White of Joplin is the Missouri Senate handler. He tells his colleagues this measure seeks to establish the No Patient Left Alone Act.
All our facilities have really been under the gun with this. They were required by federal mandate to do things that they really didn't want to do. They were the ones that had to say, no, you can't come in.
During discussion on this proposal, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she agrees with the need for this legislation.
I think it's important that we have the ability for people to be able to go and visit them and take care of them and watch out for them when they're in these situations.
House Bill 2116 then returns to the Missouri House of Representatives.
I had some good conversations, presented some maps, came up with their product.
I always said we're willing to look at maps.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says a new congressional redistricting map came from House Bill 2909.
They're going to send a map over to us, and hopefully we can have enough folks who are selfless enough to be willing to get out of the way and not send this thing to court.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says he still favors the map Missouri senators passed as part of House Bill 2117 earlier this session.
If, in fact, they can make everybody happy and find the unicorn map, as I've been saying this session, we're more than happy to take a look at it.
House Bill 2909 now heads to the governor's desk.
Put money directly back into the pockets of Missouri taxpayers.
Targeted tax cut helps working families.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says lawmakers were able to give most Missourians a $500 tax refund.
Skyrocketing fuel costs, inflation, food prices, I think something's going to be beneficial.
Senator Rizzo says they made sure to set income guidelines.
So nobody that makes $325,000 is going to be getting anything, I guess you would say, per household. We got rid of the stair-stepping and just did the cliff.
The Missouri Senate will adjourn sine die, or no appointed date for resumption, before May 30th, since that is Memorial Day. By law, the governor has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature.
May 18th at 10 a.m.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.